Boker Tov, good morning. I apologize for the delay. Let's jump right in. Today's daf is daf Lamed Gimel. Today's shiur, Bezad Hashem, will be dedicated for the refuah shlema of Yehoshua ben Dina. Today's going through a surgery. Bezad Hashem is going through a procedure. Hashem should send him 100% refuah shlema b'mehera Bezad Hashem, and we should be seeing in Besorot Tovot always for Am Yisrael. But we're going to start at the bottom of Lamed Bet, Amud Bet 32b, third to last line on the, sixth to last line on the page, 32b, Tashema. The Gemara comes and says the following. Come and listen. Ohev lifrok v'senen lif'on. The last topic we were discussing, or we learned, was about a tsar balei chaim. If you have suffering or pain for animals, is that biblical? Is it from the Torah? Or is it rabbinical? So the Gemara now is going to try to discuss that point again. And now it discusses it by the topic of unloading and loading a friend's animal. So if you have a friend that you are friendly with him, he's a friend that you love, and you have to unload his animal, or someone that you hate, and you have to help load his animal, the mitzvah is to help the one you hate, in order to overcome your yetzer hara. If you think that tzar bale chaim, that suffering for animals is biblical, then you should have to unload your friend's animal first, because it's a tzar. It's a suffering that the animal has a load on its back. So the Gemara says, afilu hachi, still, even though that's the case, that really it is biblical, it is more important for a person to overcome his yetzer hara, and so therefore that is stronger, so you should help the one you hate. Tashma, the Gemara says again, Sonesha Amru Sone Israel. The hatred one that we said, that's a Sone Israel. Not a goy. If you say it's suffering for animals is Doraita, Mali Sone Israel, Mali Sone Avekachomim, what's the difference if it's Jew or not Jew? So the Gemara says, Misvarat Asone de Krakai. You think we're talking about the Sone, the hated one, in the Pasuk? We're talking about the one that's hated in the Beraita, in the Matnita, I should say. That's what we're referring to. So it's not a proof that Tzar B'chaim is not the Beraita, and you cannot learn that. Tashma, come and listen again, on the top of Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph. Pasuk says Rovitz. It's under Rovitz Tachan Masa'o. It says Rovitz Velo Rav Tzan. It's talking about Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph. Rovitz Velo Rav Tzan. And not one that it is common for the animal to have a load on its back. Meaning you have a mitzvah to help someone unload their animal if the animal has a load on its back. But that's not one that it's usual to have a load on its back. It just be that it's unusual. Rovitz Velo Omed. That's be Rovitz and not standing. Tachad Maso, under its weight. Velo Meforak, and not unloaded and ready to be to be loaded. Tachad masao, under its load, masoi sheyachol la'amod bo. That's talking about a load that the animal can stand under. Meaning, if there's too much on the animal that it can't even stand under, that's not a mitzvah. V'yamar tzali b'chaim da'oraita, if you think that the suffering for an animal is biblical, mali rovetz, mali ratan, umali omed, what difference does it make if it's what type of situation it is? If the animal is going through suffering, you have to help it. So, amani, who is the author here? Rabbi Yossi Gili, it's Rabbi Yossi. He holds that the suffering for an animal is only rabbinic. So, stubborn. This makes sense. Why does it make sense? The Katani, it says, "Tachad masao, under its weight, masui sheachol amod bo." That's a weight that the animal is able to stand under it. Man shmanle de idle haisvara. Who is the author that has this opinion? Rabbi Yossi Gili. So Rabbi Yossi shma mina. So therefore, we learn it's following his opinion that holds that tzar bale chaim is the rabbanan. Can we establish, just talking about like Rabbi Yossi's opinion? It says on the Seifa, Tachan Masao, under its weight, Velo Meforak, and not ready to be loaded. So, my Lo Meforak, what does that mean, Lo Meforak? Ilema Lo Meforak Klal, meaning that you don't have to load the animal. The animal has no weight on it, meaning the weight is off of it, you have to load it, but really you're not out. You don't have to load it. That's what it's saying. Lo meforak, meaning you don't have to load the animal at all. What do you mean you don't have to load the animal? We know there's a mitzvah to unload a friend's animal and to load that friend's animal. It says hakim takim imo. You're supposed to help him load his animal. So ela pshita must be lo meforak vechinam ela bischar. Over here is saying you're not obligated to load the animal for free, rather you can get paid for it. So man shmatne leit leihaisvara. Who is the one that says we have this opinion? Rabbanan. It's following the opinion of Rabbanan. So hold on. We said the first part is Rabbi Yossi. Now we're saying the latter part is Rabbanan. Which one is it? Shalolam Rabbi Yossi Gedi. Really, it's Rabbi Yossi. With teinas, I like Rabbanan. And when it comes to loading the animal, we hold like Rabbanan. Tanu Rabbanan, we have a braita. Ki tireh, when a person, the pasuk says, if a person sees his donkey of his hated friend, the hated person, you know, has a load on it or whatnot, azov tazavimo, you should help him. Yachol afilu merachok. What does that mean when you see the animal? Does it mean even if you see it from afar? Holomar ki tifga. That's why it says no, when you reach the animal. Does that mean actually when you touch the animal? No, when you see the animal. So which one is it? What can be seen by touching? Meaning, how can you see something that has touching? It's 1 out of 7.5 of a meal. And that's a ris. So what is this amount? So a meal is 2,000 amot. Every ama is about from the elbow to the top of the fingertip. It's about 1.5 feet. So that means that 3,000 feet approximately is a meal. So 1 out of 7.5 is basically 2/15 of 3,000 feet, which is approximately 400 feet. 400 feet, right? It's approximately 400 feet. So he says when you see an animal from approximately 400 feet away, you have to already, that's when you have to help. That's a ris. Tana, umadade imo ad parsa. But you have to walk and help the animal, your friend's animal, even until a parsa. Parsa is 4 mil. So 3,000 feet times 4 is 12,000 feet. You have to help him. Amar Abba Baruch Hanam and Otel Sachar. But you can take money for that helping that you're walking him all the way there. New Mishnah. Mishnah begins, now we're going to talk about a lost object. You lost something and someone else lost something. Who do you have to tend to first? So avidato avidat aviv avidato kodemet. You lost something and your father lost something. You look for your thing first. Avidato avidat rabbo shelo kodem. You lost something and your rabbi lost something. You look for yours first. Avidat aviv avidat rabbo. Don't teach this at home. Your father lost something or your rabbi lost something. Shel rabbo kodemet. You have to find your rabbi's lost item first. Because your father, assuming over here that your father is not one that has taught you Torah, right? So if your father is the one that brought you into this world, but your rabbi who taught you all your Torah, he brings you into the world to come. And if your father is a chacham, meaning he's also a Torah scholar, then your father's comes first. If your father and your rabbi were holding a weight, who do you help first? Maniach shel rabbo, v'acharkach maniach shel aviv. You first put down the weight of your rabbi and then of your father. Haya aviv v'rabbo v'beit ha'shevi. If your father and your rabbi were captives, taken captives, poded rabbo v'acharkach poded aviv. You first redeem your rabbi and then your father. V'im aviv chacham. And if your father is wise also, he's a Torah scholar, poded aviv v'acharkach poded rabbo. You would first redeem your father and then you would redeem your rabbi. So the Gemara begins, how do we know that you have to look for your item first? So Amar Yehuda Amar Rav, Amar Kala, the Pasuk says, Efes ki lo yevecha evyon, shelcha kodem shel kol adam. The Pasuk is referring to you not becoming poor. So you have to care for yourself before anybody else. So when you lose something, you have to find your thing first. Amar Yehuda Amar Rav, kol machayim batzmo kach, sof bali dekach, chas v'shalom. He says, somebody is so strict in this that he doesn't deviate ever. Meaning you're allowed to, if a person wants to, and wants to help others before himself, he can at times. If he's only always focusing on himself, then he'll create that bad trait where he's only thinking about himself. And then what ends up happening is that he will end up being like that. He will end up being in poverty by only thinking about himself. If your rabbi and your master, and your rabbi and your father were carrying a weight, Tan Rabbanan the Braita says, Rabbo Sha'amru, Rabbo Sha'amdo Chokhmah. Talking about the rabbi that taught you Chokhmah. Your wisdom. What is the wisdom that it's referring to here? So Rashi says, Svarat Ta'amei Mishnah. The different opinions of the reasons of the Mishnah, meaning the Gemara, the learning of the Gemara. Your rabbi that taught you your Gemara, this is what he says, that's the one that it's referring to. Velo Rabbo Shenudom Mikra U'Mishnah. Not the one that taught you Tanakh and like Mikra and Mishnah. Divrei Rabbi Meir, that's Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, Koshe Rov Chokhmato Emenu. No, the one who you get your majority of your wisdom from, that's your rabbi. Rabbi Yose Omer, Afilu lo he'ir enav elam mishnah achad, zehu rabbo. No, even if you learn the one mishnah from a person, he's already a rabbi to you, because you learned something from him. Amar Rava, kegon Rav Sechora, like Rav Sechora, the Azveraz Zuhamad Listeron, that he taught us from this mishnah in Kelim, about the utensil of the broth, It's a specific Mishnah over there in Makelim. He taught us this one Mishnah, and therefore he's considered the rabbi. Shmuel karam manei aleihu merabanan. Shmuel would do keriyah. He would rip for the rabbi. Dasbere echad yored amat hashechiv echad poter kivan. For the one that taught him this one Mishnah, it's a Mishnah in Masechet Tamid, I believe. Yeah, Masechet Tamid. Mishnah over there is talking about the different ways that they would open the doors of the Beit HaMikdash. So there were two locks. There was one that you would have to, Echad Yored Lamat Shechi, that first you have to put his arm all the way until his armpit to open up the one lock, and then the other lock would just open right away, very quick, easy. These are the two things to open the door of the Mikdash. So he said, he taught us this one Mishnah. The guy passed away, the rabbi passed away, he said he's my rabbi, he did carry on him. Amar Ula, Tamidei Chachamim Bavel, Omdin Zem Ibn Zeh, that Tamidei Chachamim in Bavel, they would stand for one another, when they would walk in the room. V'korin Zel Zen, they would do carry out for one another if one passed away. Ul Inyan, Aveda B'mkom Aviv, and when it came to a lost object in front of their father, meaning if the father lost something also, Enan Chazrin Ela Darbo Muvak, they would only go and look for the rabbi's lost item if it was his main rabbi. Not just the rabbi that taught him something, but the Rabbo Muvak. Kabay Mine Rabuna, Rav Chisam Rabuna. Rav Chisam had a question. Talmid V'tzarech Lo Rabbo Mai. What if the student is needed by the rabbi? For example, you have a student who went and learned in different yeshivot, and he learned from different rabbis, and he gained and amassed a lot of knowledge from different rabbis. So now he comes to learn under one rabbi, which this rabbi hasn't yet gained amassed knowledge from those other rabbis. So now what happens is the student has what to bring to the table for this rabbi. So the rabbi needs him. So what happens then? So Amar Leh Chista Chista Lo Tzrich Nalach. Rav Huna told him, Rav Chista, I don't need you. Why are you trying to be a smart aleck? I don't need you. Atzichad li'ad arba'in shanin. You need me until 40 years. So, ikabdei ahadadei, velo ailei legabei ahadadei. They were strict on one another, meaning they were makbid. They held a grudge, kind of, on one another, and they never went to see each other after that. Yativ Rav Chisa arba'in ta'anita mishum dechadash da'atei Rav Huna. So Rav Chisa, this is what they used to do in those times. In our times, you go and apologize. In those times, what they were doing, they offended somebody. So Rav Chisda went and had 40 ta'aniyot, 40 fasts he did, because he hurt the feelings of Rav Huna. And Rav Huna, arba'in ta'anit, mishum dechashdei Rav Chisda. Rav Huna also sat in 40 fasts, because he suspected Rav Chisda, because he suspected him, he fasted 40 times. Itmar, we learn the following from Rabbi Yitzchak by Yosef Amar B'Yochan, Halachakir B'Yudah, Halachah Falz B'Yudah, that it's referring to the rabbi you learn the most of your wisdom from. Rav Acha Barahuna Amar Shesha, Halachakir B'Yosi, it's no Halachazakir B'Yosi, that it's talking about even if you learn one Mishnah. Umi Amar B'Yochan Achid, does Rabbi Yochan really say this? Amar B'Yochan Halachakistah Mishnah, Halachah is like the general Mishnah. Utanan, the Mishnah says, Rabbo Shalim Do Chokhmah, it's the rabbi that taught you your wisdom, your Gemara. The Gemara says, no, my Chokhmah, what does it mean, your wisdom? Rov chokhmato, the majority of your wisdom, that is your rabbi. Tanu Rabbanan, we have a braita. Hauskin ben mikra, midah ve'ina midah. This is a good braita to learn if we're learning daf yomi. It says if somebody is diving and delving into the mikra, the Tanakh. So he says it's a good measure, but it's not so great. It's great, but it's not so great. You know, it's not like the highest level. But Mishnah, he's learning Mishnah. Midah ve'ina midah. It's a great measure, and he also gets a lot of reward. But Talmud, and if a person learns Gemara, en lecha midah gedola mizo, there is no greater level than learning Gemara. Nothing in the world greater than that. Uleolam haveratz la Mishnah yoter min Talmud, but you should always run to the Mishnah more than the Gemara. Hold on, you just said the Gemara is the best. Now you're saying run to the Mishnah more than Gemara. Which one? So haguf akasha, what you just said is difficult. Amar the Talmud en lecha midah gedola mizo. You said the Gemara is the best thing in the world. But the Amar, then you said, then you said run to Mishnah more than you run to the Gemara. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan, flipping the Amud, he says, "Bimei Rebbe Nishnat Mishnah Zo." This Mishnah was taught in the time of Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, and that's when he taught this, saying the importance of learning Gemara. Shivakuk kule alma matnitin vazlu bater Talmuda. So everyone stopped learning Mishnah, and they all ran to go and learn Gemara now. Wow, Gemara is the greatest thing in the world. When he saw this, Hadar Darashalus, the Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, came out and said, Le'olam Aveirat Mishnah Yoter Min Talmud. At a different time period, he said, no, everyone should run to go and learn Mishnah more than Talmud, because he saw everyone left the Mishnah. So in a later time, there's two different times. It's not contradictory. My derush, what drasha did he make? Kedarish Rabbi Yehuda bar Rabbi Elai. My dichtiv, what does the pasuk mean when it says Haged la'ami pish'am uvet Yaakov chatotam? It says, say to my nation their sins, and to Beit Yaakov their sins. Haged la'ami pish'am, what does that mean? Elu talmidei chachamim. That's referring to the wise Torah scholars. Sheshigagot na'asot lehem kezidonot. Torah scholars, even when they make a small little mistake in Torah by accident, it's like zadon. It's like they did it willfully, because they have to be extremely careful with their actions. Well, the Beit Yaakov chatotam, and the Beit Yaakov their sins, elu amei haaretz, those are the ignorant people, shezidonu na'asot lahem kishigagot. Their willful acts become like accidental acts, because they don't know anything. So you can't hold them accountable for that. This is what the Mishnah says in Masechet Avot. Right, Pirkei Avot, Perek Dalet. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, have a zahir b'talmud. You should be very careful in your learning. Sheshigagat Talmud olas zadon. The mistake of your learning, one little mistake, can be the part that brings a person to Chas v'Shalom come and sin willfully. Darash Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Elai makes a derasha. My dichtiv, what does the pasuk mean when it says Shimu devar Adonai haredim? Listen to the words of Hashem. Those who follow in His ways, listen to His words. Elu talmidei chachamim, those are the wise Torah scholars. Amru achechem, they said your brothers. Elu baalei mikra, those are the ones that learn mikra. Sonaechem, your hated ones. Elu baalei mishnah, those are the ones that learn mishnah. Menadechem, those who they stray you away, they get rid of you, push you away. Elu amei haaretz, those are the ignorant people. So the Gemara says, Shema Tomar Pasak Sivram Batal Sikuyam. Maybe you say the ignorant people, they're not going to be part of the joyous occasions in the future when Mashiach comes, Chas v'Shalom. Tamul Lomar, that's how the Pasuk says, V'nir'eh b'simchatchem. They will be part of the joyous occasion. Shema Tomar Yisrael Yevoshu. Maybe you'll say that, oh, okay, fine, they'll be part of the joyous occasion, but they're going to be ashamed. They're not going to be part of the Mashiach, runs. When Mashiach comes and everything, they're going to be ashamed. Tamul Lomar, that's why the Pasuk says, V'hem Yevoshu, the Goyim will be ashamed, Ovdei Kochomim Yevoshu, V'Yisrael Yismachu, really the Goyim will be ashamed, really the Jewish people will be joyous and happy in the coming of the Mashiach. Adana Lachalu Metziot, this is the end of the second chapter, and we'll stop there for today. We'll just do one quick halakha on today's daf. We had a quick halakha in the Mishnah. We were discussing if a person loses a lost object, and his father also loses a lost object. You and your father, you both lost a lost object. Whose object do you have to look for first? What is the halacha in such a case? So the halacha over here says, in the Shulchan Aruch, if somebody loses a lost object, and he finds his object and his friend's object, if he can bring both of them back, bring both back. But if not, he has to bring his own back. His lost object comes before his father, even his rabbi, in such a case. Amen. Amen. We'll do a 1 minute recap.